commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I think that President Obama has talked himself into a corner again, just like he did when he talked about red lines and chemical weapons in Syria. This latest misstep involves the debt ceiling, which needs to be raised on or about October 17th. The president said last weekend that not raising the debt ceiling, quote, would be unprecedented and has the potential to be catastrophic. Now, that is overheated, although we would certainly be entering uncharted economic waters. But by claiming a disaster is looming, it makes the president's position of not negotiating impossible to defend. The president says we're facing a catastrophe in about 2 weeks. Delaying Obamacare would not be a catastrophe. So how could a bill that includes both be vetoed? That's the legislation the House should pass, a debt ceiling increase and a one-year delay on the individual mandate. The president would not be able to strike it down. But like with so many political issues these days, it's not clear if Republicans can make the argument or get their message out. President Obama threatened that if we default, Social Security checks might not go out on time. Well, that's not true. They would. We would pay our senior citizens before we would pay our foreign creditors. But it's the Obama administration that gets to prioritize the nation's bills, and they might tinker with Social Security to use check recipients as pawns. Again, would the GOP be able to clearly explain that there is enough money for Social Security, and the White House is choosing to use those limited dollars for something else? The problem is the Republicans tend to lose the war of words, and that leads to policy losses.